All right, on page 37 in the Gold Prayer Book, 37, the verse of praise and mantra for chin raising. Not veiled by any fault, white in color. We said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, chin raising, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse in praise in mantra for Green Tara. Tara liberates from all cyclic existence. Oh, it's on page 37. Tara liberates from all fears. Tara liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberated mother, Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 And then now go to page 34. Geshe will lead us in the refuge in Bodhicitta prayer.
Sanje Jadantaje Chunamba Chanjo Badu Dani Katsuchi Dabe Chunyan Yipesanangi Dola Pencho Sanke Tu Pasho Sanje Jadantaje Chunamba Chanjo Badu Dani Katsuchi Dagi Chunyan Yipesanangi Dola Pencho Sanke Tu Pasho Sanje Jadantaje Chunamba
Good morning. Any questions, Ramazu? No questions? So maybe do short meditations together. But that's maybe it's kind of hard because you are wearing masks, maybe. I don't know. I was thinking maybe do some breathing meditation now. Maybe it was wearing masks. This kind of complicated thing, so maybe not big invitation or some just some. Don't think about any specific things. Maybe that's kind of meditation we do today. Don't think about any specific things. Can we do that? Huh? I mean, if you are thinking about something very specific things, so I will try not to think about that. Make sense? That's the first one. If you are thinking very specific things, please try not to think about that. Specific things. Make sense? So there's the first step, Sanjasambandhi. So the second step, so if you are making some progress on the first step, no, don't think about, if you are thinking about specific things, don't think about that. So the second step, then don't think that you are not thinking about specific things that you are thinking about. Can we do that? First step, so yeah, if you are thinking of ice cream, so maybe chocolate chip cookies, Starbucks coffee, maybe going to like some events, then don't think about that. So that's like relatively easy, I think. Second step, so that please don't think that you are not thinking about, I don't know how to say it. Somebody already translated the English. You have translations? I think a long time ago, somebody is from Baltimore, I think translated when I was in Argentina. There's one American lady just traveling throughout South America, so I met her there in Argentina. So then I tried to explain to her, so first she couldn't understand. I think eventually probably said it more than 100 times. Probably she understood. So then she translated, so I lost the translation. Some just about me, don't think about specific things that you are thinking about. And don't think that you are not thinking about the specific things you are thinking about. If you are not thinking either one, then I think you like guys in the end, basically you manage to connect with the true nature, you know, like ultimate realities. A reality that we now interact is very much like imposed, projected, very much imposed, projected, perception, conception, perceptions, very much projected. That's the reason why we are not able to connect with the ultimate realities. When it comes down on the self itself, we are not really corresponding with the true nature of self, but the self that we portray, yeah. What that means, portray means?
Portray is like to show something, like a photo portrays a person.
Yeah, how we show ourselves to others. That's probably not the true nature of self. That we, what we portray, so. Or maybe potato. So there's the one method here that the mention in the instructions, how to reach, how to connect, how to correspond with the ultimate reality is like thinking something, but not really specific, something very specific, but being, it's not like fainted. It's not like fainted. No, it's like fully aware, but not really one particular thing or object. But being fully aware, not thinking about very particular things. So that means that you are probably basically in the with just one thought, just one thought or just one awareness. Just one awareness. That awareness is like awareness that being aware that you are connecting or corresponding with ultimate reality. That's all. So that means there's no projections. They are not imposing. There's no projection, no projecting, or no projections. It's just pure awareness. Okay, maybe pause there. See if you can pause. Just guide yourself. Just guide what I said. Don't think about specific things. Just guide it. Just why the words are there. You just remember that word by heart. Then you sit there. Then you just tell yourself, John or Gishikele or whatever your name is, John, then you just tell yourself, don't think about specific things that you are thinking before you are coming here, or maybe you are after the class, whatever that thing is. Then you tell yourself, don't think about that. Then you are making some progress in that first step of meditation. Then the second things, how you say in English, can you say it loudly? Make sure that everybody understands.
Don't think about the thing you're not thinking about.
Make sense? Yeah, because that's one. So now the third one, so that pause that try to meditate a little bit about that. Just tell yourself, you just self-guided meditation. Don't think about the thinking. Don't think about, don't think about the thing that you are not thinking. Even the word is kind of complicated. Don't think about the thing you are not thinking about.
Guess what? I think it's don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you're not thinking about.
Yeah.
Which is a little more complex, but it's you don't think about the thing, and then don't think that you are not thinking about the thing.
Yeah. Say it again, the first one and second one, maybe say it a little loud, maybe people understand what I'm trying to say.
Don't think about the thing that you are thinking about.
So that, just pause there a little bit. Are we making some progress? That means probably you're enlightened. I think if you are not thinking about anything. You are thinking of all kinds of things, but not thinking of specific things?
My mind.
I'm not sure how you can do that.
Yeah. In other words, my mind, I have ADD, right? Yeah, so someone like myself who has ADD, attention deficit disorder, my mind is scattered. Sometimes there's something specific that I'm thinking about, but right at this moment, there's nothing specific. It's like my mind is thinking about this, thinking about that. It's kind of like a hummingbird going all over the place, and that's how my mind is. So when I'm doing single point concentration, it's extremely difficult because I have so many thoughts at one time and so right now I have to think about something specific so that I don't think about it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something wrong in the translation. Maybe the way I said it in the English. Samja. Samja refers to the object. Object that you are thinking about called Samja. Samja don't think about that. So that means maybe should not say specific, but something that you are thinking about.
Okay, don't think about something that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I can do that.
Yeah, probably. But we should
not
say specific things. Probably that's a mistake here.
Yeah.
Samja. Samja means, object. Samja means object that you are thinking about and don't think about
that. Don't think about that. Yeah, okay.
That's what I was kind of wondering. Like you said that you are not really thinking about anything. Maybe you are enlightened. Right?
No, I'm not.
not the specific things. Anything.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you are maybe thinking about chocolate chip cookies, maybe pizzas and ice creams, all kind of things. Just thinking of one thing.
Yeah.
And don't think about those things.
Don't think about those things.
So object can be 2, 3, 4.
Makes sense.
Yeah, okay, like that. So if we can do that like moment or maybe few seconds, 5, 10 seconds. So logically it doesn't make sense that that period can be extended. If you cannot do, maybe you cannot even do 1 moment, If you can do 1 moment, that clearly, logically prove that you can do 2 moments, but requires some energy and some effort to maintain or to refocus or refresh like that. Okay, so then fast forward again. Sorry, because the translation. So we will pause there a little bit, like minute or see, are we making any progress? So then the question is, what it does, all the stress pretty much related to the awareness, thought. Less thought definitely means less stress. That's 100% sure. Less thought does mean less stress. Anxiety, fear, all of that is related to the thought. So less thought means less of anxiety, fear, the stress. That's 100% sure. Less thought. So now the question is how to reach to the point where there's less thought. Maybe just one thought. Is that possible? So we'll find out. So what to try. So that's the technique they use. Okay. So first of all, maybe then pause. I'm not going to set the exact time, but we'll pause a little bit there so and see the question, can we do? Yeah, Domasi, please you say the word.
Don't think about the thing that you are thinking about.
Okay, now next one, please.
Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about.
Can you maybe repeat this? The next one's a little bit complicated. Can you at least repeat 2 more times slowly, loud, a little bit, people can hear?
Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about. Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about.
Yeah, the third line, please.
Don't think about either one.
Now what's happening? Maybe let people meditate a little while. Yeah, you want to continue meditations? Okay, so now then, again, sorry to interrupt. So see. One more time, we will meditate. So if you want to maybe meditate longer, so then you are welcome to do so. Sorry to interrupt. So maybe you already reached to the third point, but need to start again.
Don't think about the thing that you are thinking about. Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about. Don't think about either one.
What do you see? Huh? What do you see? Can you share what you see? So we went to the first step, second step, third step. So now what do you see? Yeah. Please share what you see.
He said, what did I see?
Yeah, what did you see? Yeah, what did you see? So what did you see?
Not trying to be funny or anything, but I saw great difficulty. It was because I'm not understanding. Is the goal to stop all thought?
No. So now the first place, answer the question. What did you see?
I couldn't see much of anything because I was just I was trying to focus on not thinking.
Are you going to say that you see nothing?
I'm going to say I didn't see nothing. I'm sure I saw something, but I don't know what I saw. I have no idea.
Anyone? No pressure. Anyone want to share?
No pressure.
Just share. I think it's important. It's important. Just share. So you said you see nothing. Okay. I mean, I was just wondering, are you going to say you see nothing?
No images, nothing. Nothing comes to mind.
So you are going to say you see nothing?
I'm sure that's something, but for me, it's nothing.
Okay. So that is, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
So I'll say that I was able to see that I forgot about what I was thinking about.
Oh, that's pretty good. Mm.
I just went on a different track altogether. I started with, I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to think about that. And then I'm not going to think about not thinking about that. And then I thought in place of that, I replaced the white light coming through my body.
And what? White?
White light.
Oh, very good.
In my breath. And for a little bit of time, I forgot. And then two.
That's good. You know, so that, what did you see? You see,
I saw that I had forgotten.
Okay, that you have forgotten.
One and two.
Okay.
And I thought that was a good thing.
Yeah.
I saw that was a good thing for
me. Oh, very good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Just
but can you hear me?
Just curious. Just curious. It's not exam. It's not a quiz. Just curious, no, because there's not three steps. There's a fourth one. I was wondering, are we experiencing the fourth one? I did not mention. I was just wondering, are we getting to the last point? I was just wondering, that's what I'm asking. No, it's not the quiz. Sorry.
Guess what? There were several people in Zoom who had responses.
Yeah, well, first here, so then maybe go to Zoom. So, sorry.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
My experience.
Could you now this?
Here. My experience was when you said the first instructions, I got tense. And the second one, I also got tense. But then when it canceled it out, it sort of zeroed it out when it said, think about this and then don't think about it and then don't think that you're thinking. So I got relaxed. So when I got relaxed, then my obsessive mind, because it's very obsessive, I tend to think a lot and I tend to build so many stories. You know, I like stories and make stories in my mind. And but they sort of stop. I mean, they diminish.
That's good.
They diminish. And yeah, and so what my experience is when I relax and I also I'm vigilant, I'm like pay attention to my breathing mostly, my breathing helps me, then I get this more space, you know, maybe a second of peace or 2 seconds of this peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy just being in those 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay,
but can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to share my experience was my mind felt like a stone skipping on the water. And that when it touched the water, it was calm and peaceful.
Yeah.
With no specific object, but then it would realize, okay, I'm realizing that I'm calm. I shouldn't hold calmness as the object. And it would bounce back into thought about, okay, don't think about being calm. And then it would come back down again and skip again. And I could only hold it on the water for a few, like a very quick moment, and then I realized that I was, or to me, it felt like I was focusing on that moment, and I was thinking, I shouldn't focus on this moment, and then it would go back up. Does that make any sense? So it was going back and forth.
Yeah, people here say it makes sense. They are nodding their head. Makes sense. Nico.
Yes.
People here at the center, they say, making sense, they look all like this, making sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, did anybody else? No.
At first I tried to, you know, not think about the thing I was thinking about, and then once I got to the second point, I just focused on my breath really intensely, and it was like, you know how when you, like, go into water and you stick your hand in it, there's all kinds of mud and salt? And stuff, it was just like, you know, all that mud and silt just got down and I could just see clearly. And like, I had a very clear headspace. I don't know if I was doing it right. I'm new to meditation, but
that's,
you know,
good. That's good. Like,
when in doubt, we focus on your breath.
I think at some point that meditation, our meditation should be like still clear water. If it's become like that, our meditation become like still clear water. So then awareness itself is like tiny fish, not a huge fish, tiny fish, navigating through the water without disturbing the water. That means it's not disturbing your meditations, but it still kind of like moves through very smoothly without disturbing the water, because whole meditation become like still clear water. So then the awareness, yeah, awareness has to be there, otherwise we'll be dead.
There was another a question on Zoom, Geshla.
When I finally got past the preliminaries, the best way I can describe it using a visual metaphor is just a quiet, wide open space, just very relaxing, very peaceful.
You say like wide,
like an opening.
You say like wide opening space.
Wide open space. Quiet, wide open space.
Means nothing.
Nothing.
So that's what I'm trying to get out of the. Basically, yeah. Yeah, the word, that's all the word you could say, nothing. Anyway, if we are doing, because of these meditations, if we are getting any breaks from like very thought that, you know, like that you are, how you say, obsessed with something, that's also a big relief, getting a break from that. Don't you think getting a break from that is a big relief? So finally we are learning. Oh, I used to think, oh, there's nothing you can do. No, that's wrong. That's ignorance. There's something you can do. Even the thought, you know. Physical thing, of course we can do something. We can fix. No, it's not right. We can just put it back like this and just fix. Ask people how you look, you know, like say somebody says, oh, a little bit right, a little bit right, a little bit left. Like that. That's we all agree. Physical things can be moved on, fixed. Mind, Buddhism, there's so much information also could fix too. Could fix. Thought, yeah, could fix. So we are learning, slows of learning. So that's good to know, like, any break, even though it seems like second, probably is like worth many more than hours and hours. You know, just like, as I said, whether you agree with me or not, so from my observations, stress, anxiety, fear, all of that is related to the thought. It's not related to the body. It's related to the, you could say, idea, thought, or mind, awareness, whatever you call it. It's related to that. So getting any moment of break from that, doing any meditation like this, is a big achievement. I think it's a big achievement. Like, not thinking, so then they slowly kind of go through the transitions, maybe seeing a light or maybe seeing something, you know, like any transitions, like any like ways to moving away from the thing that's really bothering your mind because you are very uptight with that and I don't know how to stop that, you know, so eventually learn, you know. So if the conclusion is okay, not really experiencing something, if somebody asks, did you see something or did you experience something? I did experience something, but I can really explain. I can really put into words. So that's why I was asking, like, are you going to say nothing? I'm not forcing you to say nothing, but I was just wondering, are you going to say nothing? So then if you say, okay, I see nothing. So that doesn't really mean nothing. It means something. Something, probably the best. Probably the best. What do you have to say about that? Seeing nothing, probably the best. You are seeing the best. Doesn't make any sense. Seeing nothing, probably you are seeing the best. Seeing so much, probably not the best. Probably there's a lot of stress that comes with anxiety, all kinds of things, seeing so much, knowing so much. In particular in the West, that people know so much than they should know. Probably know, so like I'm in knowledge. So anyway, so more like more thought. Throughout the day, more thought. So I think it's good to just sit down. Nothing has to be Buddhist. Nothing has to be believing in some religion. Sake of your own peace of mind. Sake of your own peace of mind. Just sit down. Nothing has to be a religious person. Nothing has to be Buddhist. Just sit down. Sake of your own peace of mind. Just sit and think that, can I minimize all my thoughts into one? That one, probably not necessarily seeing something very specific, but it's just there, it's just aware. That thought is very much alive, it's just very, that you are very aware. It's not like you are offended. And every day, you know, sometime, then you are experiencing the free, you are experiencing the state that's free from stress. That's very much needed in order to have healthy mind, in order to keep your mind healthy. That break is very much needed from all this chaos. the only way you can get some break or experience or see, you could say in the world nothing, but you know, seeing something best. The only way you can do is just sit. And so then asking, I think, you know, meditation that should, you know, there are some kind of sitting positions. So there's not try to become something. It's just sake, guys, is for the success for your meditations. Because why you sit straight? Because there's no channels inside the body. So the, all the channels are going to be straight. If the channel is straight, the energy will run through smoothly, more likely your experience will be better. That's all. You know, it's not like imitating somebody. You know. There's everything has reason. If you sit like Italian pastor, and then meditate properly, more likely you're going to fall asleep. You can say, oh, Gisela, why don't I can meditate like this? You can meditate like that. Maybe no. So then you will fall asleep. So then that's the downside. No, not say, oh, you can't meditate like, yeah, you are welcome to meditate like this or that, like whatever way you want to meditate. It's up to you. If you want to make some progress, so then there's the instructions that you follow, then more likely you'll make some progress. You know, because these people did it. So they did studies. So they did a lot of research. So that's the best way to meditate is to, you know, to sit state or still, okay. Yeah, eventually the meditation should become like still clear water. And there's not like 5-6 fish, there's only one fish, tiny fish in that lake. If there are 4-5 fish, probably no, there should be only one tiny fish navigating in the water, being aware of the sound, but no stories. It don't go after the sound, just being aware. So there's a small fish. Somebody make noise, being aware, you know. Somebody following, just aware, but not, doesn't really bother us. It doesn't, it's just being aware. That awareness, your meditation already become like still clear water. That fish, just being aware. So that's all, being aware. Oh. So I think that break is very much needed because we constantly think. The moment we open our eyes, we are thinking. Some people are thinking something very specific, some people are thinking all kinds of things, jumping from here to there, like every moment. So that's why you get tired. Yeah, it makes sense. You get tired. You get tired of thought, all this thought. You get tired of all this thought. So that break is very much needed. So that's your moral responsibility. So you can provide yourself that break, just sitting quietly. And this is the just instruction I just read. This is just instructions. You may not need that instruction if you have come up with your own idea how to minimize all the thought into one awareness. If you can do whatever ways you can do. That's the whole point. It doesn't have to be this way or that way. Whole point is less thought, benefit of the peaceful mind, less thought, benefit of the peaceful mind is not just important, it's very necessary. So that's why this instruction is trying to guide you step by step how to minimize your thought. So that's what it's all about. Okay? So Dinesh, somebody wants to say? Maybe whenever Tinsen Lama, you already heard this part more than 100,000 times, or maybe you already know this. So please, bear with us, okay? Anybody, somebody wants to say, or somebody
may I ask a question from Zoom?
Yeah, sure.
This is Susie. If I get to step 3, and I'm concentrating on my breath then, is that good, or am I going back to step 1 and thinking about my breath?
as I mentioned, goal is to connect with ultimate realities. Ultimate reality. Goal is, you know, this whole goal is connect to the ultimate reality in Buddhism, what we call shunyata. Shunyata. That's the goal. That's the goal. So that's hard. Hard. The goal is hard to reach. But whatever, like, if you reach to the less, very, very less state of very little thought, so then focusing on breathing, whatever, long as it contributes to your peace of mind, I think that's a pretty good result, I think. Temporary result, pretty good. What do you say? Pretty good result. So like, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. So now see, the breathing meditations, generally speaking, the purpose of the breathing meditations, yeah, there's a number of breathing meditations you can do. One is like 9 round breathing meditations. I think there's two powerful energy that relates to attachment and anger that run through the energy that runs through two. Someday I'll bring you the image I can show. But in the body, there's like 3 main channels. Channels? Channel? So there's 2 sides and there's 2, 1 main one. That's where the energy of anger and attachment, I think the I'm not sure which one was like, but definitely anger, energy of the anger and attachment runs through these 2 side channels. One that from the right hand, I'm not sure if you are taking note, any mistake that not to the text, that goes to me. Any mistake they hear, you can blame to me, not the text. Text has no mistake. So the right channel, I think the tip of the, I think left channel is somewhere in the tip of the nose. Did you ever experience that you sometimes you kind of like when you get really emotional or something that your tip of the nose get a little bit hurt? Huh? Hurt. Experience some kind of pain. Did you ever experience that? Well, that means that your life is most of the time is happy. Maybe you may not be noticed that, but you know, like, strong emotion is when it rises, very strong emotion rises. Some of them, you know, could be like crying or so then it's kind of hurt. Not painful, kind of hurts. That indicates the tip of the left channel is like the somewhere the tip of the nose. Tip of the right channel or entrance of the right channel is deep inside. In the left nose is deep inside. There's 2 different. So anyway, so the reason I'm saying this energy that flows, energy of anger, energy attachment flows. So the breathing meditations, you know, breathing meditation, energy does flow, you know, and not all the times like anger or attachment, but you know. So the breathing meditation, there's like 9 round breathing meditation. You're trying to, how you say, because your mind is all like upset. You cannot meditate. If you're upset, you cannot meditate. You know, in order to meditate, your mind has to be settled. You can't meditate. Even though you have wished to meditate, you can't meditate because you are angry, you are upset. What I should do? Breathe. You should breathe. Breathe out from, there's 9 non-breathing meditation that you can do. But there's like 21 breathing meditation. You breathe out from both nostrils, breathe in 1. You do that 7 times. See if your mind is settled 7 times. then if you do seven more times, then seven more times, then eventually that meditation should or must take care, that you know, must level your mind or mental state. It's not positive. It used to be negative. Now it's not negative, not positive. It's just neutral. So much, much better. Now it becomes like almost like white fabric. You can dye any color. Before it's like dark or red. You can't dye color because it's already color. So now it's more become like white fabric so that you can dye any color. So that means now mind is kind of settled. Relatively easier to think about something positive, something good. So that's the main goal of breathing meditation is that, to keep your mind as in the best level. Okay, so then, you know, during this meditation, if you are like focusing your breath, breathing, that's okay, fine. You know, there's nothing wrong. Right? You know, breathing, if that kind of continuously provide you break from this bombardment of thought, that's good news. That's very good news. That's what you need, or probably desperately need, or badly need. So then that's good. So then there's a, if you ask, oh, what is the goal of this meditation, this three, what is the goal? Goal is to connect, correspond with ultimate reality, what is called shunyata. Why is so important? Because it will cut the root of all the problem, all the complication that we go through. Complication of job, birth, aging, sicknesses, relationship, all kind of, is all caused by notion of I or self, I, me, John or Gishi. You know, so then mine, my idea, then my opinion, my family, my relative, my friend, then goes on and on and on. That's why shunyata will cut the root of that. So then you will be ever free. Ever, you reach the everlasting freedom. You don't know, you no longer need to go through this cycle of all this again, again, again. The cycle is now completely broke. No, so there are no more cycles. So that's why this purpose of this meditation is to connect with the ultimate realities. In ultimate reality, there's nothing to see. There's nothing to see. In ultimate self, the true self, there's nothing to see. Or conventional self, oh, like I'm called Gishi Gelen, I wear robe, you know, I'm like resident teacher of the Kadamba Center, there's like stories when you try to analyze. When you try to analyze that Gishi Gelen itself, when you try to analyze what you have, your body and your awareness, that's all you have. You are not thinking about looking at that, oh, Gishi Gelen, you think about that. There's not Gishi Gelen, there's not Gishi Gelen. You're calling Gishi Gelen yourself, like combination of this body and the mind and awareness. Then you meditate, you know? Then you meditate, am I my hair, am I my head? Am I my eye? Am I my nose? You go to each one of them? Not. Your answer is no. Then you wonder, am I my awareness? Am I my idea? Am I my name? No, my name. When I was born, I have no name. I'm not my name. I have no name. When I was born, when I was in mother's womb moving, I don't have name. So that kind of clears out that you are not your name. And then you went through every part of your physical part of your body and your answer is no. So now you wonder, what am I? Who am I? What am I? What am I or who am I? Who am I? Now you wonder, who am I? Like, am the I that's so clinging so tightly with all kinds of stories that touch. So now, this eye is kind of dismantling. It's kind of like disfiguring itself because of this meditation. Now I can't, there's nothing to really hold on. I used to thought like something, now it's all dismantling. There's little. So then you wonder, am I my awareness? So that's a little bit more tricky. Physical part is a bit easier. So then If you are your awareness, nobody can see you. So now that's kind of like goes against the reality. People do see you. So that kind of taking care of that you are not your awareness. If you are your awareness, you cannot say, I was hurt, you know, or people, then people cannot see you. So that's very bizarre. People cannot see you. So then now, who am I? What is left? What is left is mere I. Merely level self or Vishi, people just call. That's not how I experience. I experience something absolute, something horrible, something negative, something meaningless, something no purpose, something just entirely bad. This all projected. We are just hallucinated by our own projections and just going along with that. Never bother to analyze. Once they analyze what happened, exactly, that's what happened. So, okay, according to ultimate reality, there are nothing serious. There's no serious things. There's nothing serious because we just made it up. There's nothing serious. So when you come out of that meditation, your perception changes. Your perception changes about you, about the things. Your perception changes. So the whole goal of this meditation is to touch with ultimate realities, you know, correspond with ultimate realities. And that's the best break that you can ever achieve. The everlasting break. So then way before that, if you're achieving some break here and there, that's good news. That's good news. Okay? So much has been said. Sorry. So now time is over. So. If you have some questions, maybe sorry, I need to postpone till next Sunday. Okay. So, yeah, so good. So try that, this meditation. Just guide yourself. Just tell yourself. Just don't, doesn't have to be hours. Just 5 minutes. You know, in the backyard, go to the park. Your life is blessed. You have many beautiful parks. You can just go there. They just sit there, you know, and just guide yourself. Any break, even a second, any break, just work more than hours and hours. Even just second, few moments is very much needed. Okay, it's almost like getting a good night's sleep. When you have good night's sleep, when you wake up, you're kind of fresh. That's exactly what happened. Any break from that kind of give you more energy. Okay, so then just do it for yourself. Don't do it for like religious purpose. Just do it for yourself. Because that's your moral responsibility to help yourself. That's your moral responsibility. So once you do that, then maybe you may be able to help somebody else. Okay. Oh, yeah. So with that, so then when Alhamdulillah do short dedications, maybe take break. Okay. So then after that, medicine, Buddha meditations.
So, to go to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be stored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. The long life prayer is on page 244. First, the one for His Holiness. And the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Chenzen Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Kenshin Rinpoche Jetsun Lhotse Dalk on page 245. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. On page 244, one for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanastic Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And seven green tar mantras for Geshe Gelik and Geshe Sangpos, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So we have a very special announcement to make today. Monica, come up, please. Just a couple of days ago, we finished a really important project for the center. And I want to say, too, that the very first time this project was even mentioned in the board of directors meeting earlier this year, there was an immediate, enthusiastic, and unanimous approval to the idea of doing this. And so just a couple of days ago, the last brick was laid in a new circumambulation path that allows us now to circumambulate our entire Gampa and all the holy objects within it. And we have one special person to thank for all the hard work that went into that, and that's Monica Shario. She did a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Monica found our contractors. She handled everything. She was here checking on things all the time and making sure that everything was done right and also taking good care of the people who worked in this incredible heat to lay the bricks. So thank you so much, Monica. More to come on our grounds, but you'll hear about that later.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you very much, and have a nice Sunday. See you next Sunday, all the Zoom.